We're keeping it local. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna, your hometown bank.
And we are coming up on 12:08 here on a Tuesday afternoon. Corey Hargith here in studio for your Community Connection. And I do have Glenda Smith here with Visit Owatonna, the tourism side, of course, within the chamber. And we will get to her here in just a minute. But first, we do have some information to pass along here from the city of Owatonna. Of course, if you've been out and about at all today, you know that there is a decent amount of at least tree damage from last night's severe weather that moved its way on through. And so information coming here that there are some parks that are going to be closed until further notice, until full cleanup can be done. I am told that Manthe Park is open and Brook Tree Golf Course was opening here as of noon today. So that is open. The city is also asking for help in keeping the drains along the street. It's clear, so you know, try to keep the leaves and the branches out of the street. And let's see here. So the primary focus is going to be getting streets reopened. There were several that had trees fall across them last night, and crews have been working throughout the night on that. So I think we got to give a big thank you to all of the city crews, whether it be emergency personnel, public works, park and rec. We're also going to throw Owatonna Public Utilities in there, too, because they were very busy. At one point, more than 7,000 people in Owatonna were without power. And I haven't seen an update since about 6 o'clock this morning, but they had it down to 550 or so customers that were out of power at that point. So, and the other piece that I want to pass along here, that the city is going to gradually be working its way around and picking up some of that, those limbs and such, once they're cleaned up and such out of yards. Now, if you have limbs that are 4 inches around or smaller, they will be picked up by the city, but they ask that you be patient because they want to work on getting all of the public areas cleaned up as well. But you can put them on the curb and they will pick those up as time allows. And you can get additional information as it comes out by going to owatonna.gov or follow the City of Owatonna on Facebook. There, I think I ate up enough time there, didn't I? Glenda Smith is here. Hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we didn't want to take up too much of your time, but, you know.
That was a big deal last night.
Yeah, important very important information coming across. And again, thank you to everyone who was working their tail off all night long to keep the community members safe and get things up and going, because it was dark. I'll say that, driving through part of town on my way home last night.
It was dark and windy and
yeah. But that's not why Glenda's here. She's here to talk about the fun stuff, the tourism side that we have here in town. And I think the best place that we need to start is to talk about the little event or what have you that we had centered here in Owatonna last week. Of course, we're talking about the Model T Ford International Tour. And the few people I talked to, it sounds like it was quite the hit.
It was. It was a fantastic event. We had 220 cars, over 500 attendees from all across the U.S. here last week. And if you had a chance to go down to any of the events that they had open to the public, you probably had a chance to talk to a lot of the Model T drivers and owners. There's, just a variety of people that are a part of this organization and all the fun accents that you could hear and talking with them throughout the week. It was really a true pleasure to have them here. They loved it. I keep getting great emails and Facebook messages and all kinds of great feedback as to the one thing that really stuck out to them is how our entire community came together to welcome them, and they really felt that welcoming presence while they were here. So great event, and yeah, thanks to all of the Owatonna community for coming together for that.
And I think we can throw out a big congratulations to Mark Cameron and the rest of his local group, and first of all, getting that tour here, but I think it's safe to say it was a success.
Definitely. They were obviously a huge part of being able to host that here and advocated for it to come to Owatonna. They knew how special our community was. They couldn't wait to share it with the rest of the group. You know, they know the tour, the expectations of what that group has when they're coming to do the tours, and working closely with them to really, you know, facilitate that and execute the entire week was just a really, it was great. It was a great experience planning it and then seeing it all come together. And then also working with a lot of our other Southern Minnesota communities. That's not something that we get to do a lot of in this role necessarily, but another highlight for me in working with, you know, my counterparts in other communities, a lot of fun that way too.
And so what kind of an impact, even, you know, economically, does mm-hmm. an event like that, or as we get ready to get into the Steele County Free Fair, what does that have on especially tourism and such here locally?
You know, whenever you have a group of people coming into the community, they're staying multiple days in our hotels, they're, you know, purchasing meals and gas and going to retailers and doing some of that activity, that is a huge impact. It obviously depends just on the number that's coming in, and we have ways of measuring that in a couple of weeks we'll be able to see that a little bit more clearly. But, it definitely has a huge impact as we, plan this, and just the result of that on their community is very impactful. I'm excited to see those numbers. It's hard to just throw something out there until we see some of that. But I know that it will end up being a very positive in the end for our community. I've heard great feedback from some of the businesses that especially we're near the hotels, that they definitely saw an increase that helped their business. And, you know, being in the downtown area for Downtown Thursday, lots of activity that we've been hearing great feedback from local businesses.
And let's be honest, there were a ton of people downtown, especially it's amazing. Once 5 o'clock hits, it's like you snap a finger and the floodgates just open with people, and I love seeing that.
Yeah, it definitely drew a crowd. And, you know, we have our attendees at Downtown Thursday that they're there every time, and they love the event, the music, the food trucks, the vendors. They're not going to miss it. I think having that car show component brings a whole nother group that maybe aren't coming every time, but they like that extra focus on being able to talk with people about their passion. And hopefully it drew some people that maybe had never been to Downtown Thursday before that plan to return, just seeing the great event it is every time it happens. So,
and I think the fun part for me, I was doing the live broadcast down there that night, and not knowing, okay, are they all going to be coming in? Is it going to be one big 200 Model T parade? Are they going to come in little bits? You know, that anticipation.
Right. I think that we saw that throughout the week. We had the opportunity to do a host, like a coffee stop with the group up in Faribault. And, you know, every place you see a couple trickle in at the beginning. They're kind of the early birds that are always up early, moving quicker. And then You're kind of wondering if the rest of them are coming, and all of a sudden there's just droves of them that come in. And that was a pretty consistent experience each time we had an event that was open to the public. So,
and I feel like we could probably talk about the Model T portion this entire segment, but how about this? We're going to jump over to our break here, but on the other side, we'll be back with Glenda talking more, maybe on the general side about the tourism side of Owatonna and some of the roles that she has, that sort of thing. That's when your community connection continues. Brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on COWS 100.9. And here we go with more of your community connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna on COWS 100.9. Corey Hargith here in studio. Glenda Smith sitting across from me here from Visit Owatonna, the tourism side, of course. And so we spent a lot of time talking about the Model T tour last week and that success and the kind of impact that sort of thing has. But let's kind of dial it back here a little bit. Give us that kind of 10,000 foot view of tourism's role here in Owatonna, because, you know, it's maybe a role that people just kind of glance over and just you know, maybe take for granted a little bit.
Yeah. So the tourism role in Owatonna, a lot of it will be working with groups like the Model T Group. They had an interest in bringing this to our community. And so my role with that is really making sure it's promoted out to the community so they're not surprised when they arrive, or also making the connections to the planners of the event so that they're being able to efficiently connect with facilities and, you know, maybe there's different sponsorship opportunities that make sense with whatever that event is. So a lot of that is really keeping connected with the organization and the businesses and other individuals that might have an interest in that, just to really make it a great community-wide type of activity where, you know, the group is feeling welcomed by the community, but the community is also able to have an opportunity to interact with the group that's here. I think that in the size of a community and town that we live in, I think that's very important because we're small enough to notice when something like that is going on. But also we're large enough to be able to help support that activity and just being able to be a part of it, which ends up making an economic impact for us in the end as well.
And you had told me off the air, too, you can kind of act as that resource to help organizers of an event. Okay, they need this. Okay, you want to go talk to that person,
correct,
that sort of thing.
So, for example, let's say there's a meeting group that's coming in. It's an association that maybe has a regional reach in this southern Minnesota area. And there's specific dates that they need to bring a group in. I can help connect them to some of our facilities that might have space open for them. And then also making sure they're aware of some of those social type of activities that are happening during the time that they're here so they can come in and really have that local experience. That's something that many of the groups coming are looking for in, you know, maybe it's a Downtown Thursday or maybe LTO is having a production that week. It just depends on the time of year and what type of interest they have, how many people are coming, but it allows us to really give them a true local experience while they're here.
And so, of course, the Model T, that was probably one of the bigger events for the year, but it doesn't stop. You got things coming up as we go into the next couple of months, into the fall, too.
Yeah, for sure. So our next event Downtown Thursday is kind of partnering with Gem Days this year. And so the 7th is the next Downtown Thursday, which will lead right into Gem Days on the 8th and the 9th. And Kids Day, like there always has been on that Friday, there will be some different music events throughout that weekend. So there's that coming up. And then, of course, one of our favorite events in Owatonna and Steele County, the Steele County Free Fair, happens just the next week. And so there's plenty of things going on over the course of these next few weeks. And again, opportunity to really get out there and be a part of our community and celebrating everything Owatonna and Steele County has to offer.
And talking about celebrating Owatonna and even Steele County, you've been working on some videos and such to help really promote the community. And we got a preview of those, a couple of months ago now. And give us kind of some of the details on that in the couple of minutes we got left here.
Yeah, so over the course of this last year, we spent time with a video production company coming in and really capturing every season of Owatonna that we've already been using in promotional activities, mainly outside the Owatonna area, actually, to increase some of that visitor activity from, typically we're gearing it right now, 50 plus miles. So the Twin Cities area, we kind of touch into the Des Moines area, over to Sioux Falls, La Crosse, just engaging and making people, potential visitors, aware of what Owatonna has to offer, encouraging them to come and try out all of our fun and unique, many are locally homegrown events that are unique to our community. So a lot of those videos have actually been running probably for about 3 months, 3 to 4 months already here. And we will be highlighting some of those as we redevelop our website over the next that should be live sometime in September. So you'll be able to locally see some of that engaged on there. But yeah, that was a big project and a year-long project capturing each season in Owatonna. That winter, fall, summer, spring, we caught it all. So excited to be rolling that out in some different platforms.
And the winters that haven't been, that sort of thing.
Right. I think we caught our winter production in one day. The only day where we saw snow and ice at the same time.
I mean, I'm not complaining in any way, shape, or form, but that's besides the point. But so, Glenda, someone wants to learn more about the tourism side and even how you can help them bring in, say, another big event. Mm-hmm. How do they get in contact with you?
So I am at the Chamber, Owatonna Chamber of Commerce and Tourism office on 2120 South Oak Avenue. That's one other thing, too. We have a 24-hour visitor center that you can come into. And if there's information that you're looking for when we're not open during our typical hours, 8 to 5, you can stop in and grab that. Otherwise, visit owatonna.org has ongoing event updates, and you can add stuff to our calendar if you have something going on. And just calling the Chamber office, 451-7970, will get you over to me if you are interested in hosting something in Owatonna.
All right, Glenda Smith with Visit Owatonna and doing all the fancy tourism stuff here for us. Thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to get that different perspective on how things come to be, especially when we have big events here in the local area. So
never the same day twice. It's very fun.
Absolutely. All right. And we are running out of time here. So we will get to your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up here in just about 3 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge will be with you starting at 1 o'clock. He'll take you up through the Ron's Repair Drive at 5. But this has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Community Bank Owatonna. I'm Corey Hogarth. Have a good one.